Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Dr. Hermine Hartman joins us every Monday at this time. She is the founder of Indigo.com. That's N-D-I-G-O.com. Your article this week talks about you going to the grocery store.
Lisa, I went to the grocery store and I haven't been maybe in about 6-8 weeks because I use Instacart a lot. And Lisa, I had quite the experience. I was doing a little shopping and I wanted to buy vanilla extract, only to find that I couldn't afford it. It's
$24. $24? That's a bottle of just a matter of ounces, right?
It's just ounces. And I thought I made a mistake. I said, they must have this labeled wrong. And so I went and got management to say, this is what I want to buy, but I think your pricing is off. Could you tell me how much it is? And it was right at $24. And I was just like, well, we won't be doing that this weekend. We won't eat that. But then, Lisa, as I was going through the store, I saw an elderly lady, and it just made me so sad. I cried. She was walking with a cane, pushing her cart, being very deliberate about what she put in her basket. And she was just talking out loud to anybody that was in the aisle with her. And she walked up to me and she says, are you watching these prices? And I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, I used to buy my beans, can of beans, and it used to be $5 for $2. And she says, now one can is $2. And you could tell she was struggling to buy the beans, not to buy the beans, what to buy, what not to buy.
Right.
Please, I gave her $20, and I said, "Here, you just shop. Let me help you shop." And she was just constantly talking about every week I come to the store, but every week the food goes up, so I can't stay within my budget because every week the pricing changes. And she was just talking to everybody and anyone that would listen to her in the
right,
store.
Right, because that's probably also her social outing every week as well.
It might be, because she's quite elderly. She really shouldn't have been in the store. Somebody should have been in there shopping for her, very honestly. And then, Lisa, I was looking for some baby oil. And I went to the cosmetic section, and it was gone. Only to be replaced with Flicker.
Oh, geez.
So it was like 4 aisles, and they took it out and replaced it with Flicker. And I was like, what's going on in the store? Then I went to Walgreens, and I'm still looking for this baby oil. Lisa, everything in Walgreens is locked up.
Yep, I know.
You go for your toothpaste, your baby oil, your aspirins, maybe some vitamins or something, and it's all locked up. And you've got to go get a clerk to come and unlock it. Okay, I didn't get the baby oil, Lisa, because the line was a block long. The line in Walgreens was about a block long. And I said, I can't do this. So I guess I keep shopping through Amazon and Instacart.
Well, that's what's happening to these, you know, this is why there's so many mergers with grocery stores. And this is why Walgreens is putting out so much in theft prevention because of all of these issues. But I'm with you. I probably shop at 5 different stores a week just because I know this place has this cheap. And if I go to that place, that's cheap. And not everybody has that luxury. And look, it's a big pain in the butt for me, too. But we all have a budget. But those with a fixed income, it's especially hard, like the lady you encountered. And God bless you. May we all take a lesson from that. And when we see someone in distress, offer a hand, offer some help.
Yeah, we could see her kind of struggling. And I'm just saying, my goodness, we shouldn't be living like this, Lisa.
$24 for vanilla? I don't even care if you buy the high-end vanilla. Usually if you go to like a Crate and Barrel or something like that, maybe it's that price, but not in your local grocery store.
No, that's out of order. So I wanted to know what was in it. I was like, is it gold in here? What's in here that I didn't know about? So we didn't make that this weekend. We just left that there, and we're going to leave that alone.
Yeah. Somebody said vanilla beans come from Madagascar, so vanilla extract is probably affected by the tariffs. Another said, hey, there's only two of us, and I spend about $1,200 plus a month. Yeah, I don't think anybody has $1,200 for two people for a month. But if you live in the city, you know, you're paying more. And I believe that could probably be true.
Well, it is. But we're all going to make probably adjustments or be very conscious about what we fix and what we buy and what we cook. Gas is going up. You're like me. You go to about five stores. I go to about three. I got three under wrap. I go here for the vegetables and fruit. I go here for the meat, and then I go here for the canned goods and stuff like that. But Lisa, we shouldn't be shopping like that.
I know. And someone said, there's the proof that crime is not down. Walgreens has everything locked up. That came across on our text line. I'm not sure that type of crime is down. We know murders are down. Retail theft, I'm not sure that it's tracked as accurately as it should be.
I think it's up, Lisa. I saw people stealing, too, in the store.
I see it every day.
I saw people putting things.
I won't say every day, but I've seen it. When I go into Walgreens in Chicago, it's unusual not to see somebody trying to shoplift something. Oh, and Dr. Yeah. Hermine Hartman, someone said go to the dollar store. They've got baby oil and the vanilla extract.
On my way.
Thank you so much. She wrote about this. It's her article on indigo.com, N-D-I-G-O.com.